This is GQDN for Tuesday, March 19th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/thegroupquest, by patreon.com/thegroupquest, by swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. They're very good. They're delicious. You get them. Go put in the promo code called Quest. Promo code Quest. You get 25% off of your purchase. If you do, 25% off. Who doesn't want that? Come on. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we got some stuff coming to Xbox and PlayStation. Could be some changes to Steam. And what could be happening to World of Warcraft? Well, that's next. But we got to go to GDC. Because Eurogamer.net did say that one of the developers did make a watermark to help to protect software. So basically we're talking about De Novo, and that was made by the developer Erditeto, something like that. I apologize if I screwed the name up. But they made a watermark that does feature some anti-piracy software and would make it easier for developers to track down any leaks. Now, the product is called Tracemark, and that was announced yesterday at GDC, which GDC is a big thing for video game hardwares and developers, and is held, I believe, in San Francisco. But that's what they did. That's what they made. So, Editto President Niels Huberkorn did release a statement. Quote, "This innovative solution not only marks significant milestones for Eritto, but also represents a leap forward in protecting the creative and financial investments of game developers worldwide. At Eritto, we understand the unique challenges faced by the gaming community, and Tracemark is our commitment to ensuring that these valuable assets are safeguarded through their life cycle." That is all good. We shall see how this goes, because there's going to be more GDC news throughout the week. Now, we know where there have been leaks before, and that's World of Warcraft. Because, mateys, there'll be a plunder storm. Ha ha! That will have a new battle royale mode. It'll be coming to World of Warcraft. Okay, I'm done with the pirate voice. But yes, that is coming in patch 10.2.6 as part of the World of Warcraft Dragonflight. And plunder storm was indeed a surprise via dotesports.com, because this is going to be a 60-player pirate-themed battle royale game mode that will have players doing some PvP between individual players or squads, and you'll be looting and discovering new spells that will help you with your journey. Now, each match will last 10 to 15 minutes, and you'll be able to upgrade your abilities, craft new loadout during each contest, and that depends on what you discover in the game. Do note, there are no traditional WoW classes that is associated with Plunderstorm, which means you get to experiment. Now, when you launch Dragonflight, you could tab over to a separate menu that will take you to the Plunderstorm game mode. Now, the new mode is not attached to your pre-existing WoW characters, because this is going to be a standalone mode that requires no initial investment. So any level of WoW players can jump right in and play and have fun. Now, there are 40 levels you can earn with the Keg's Lakes crew. They're all renowned, and there's other stuff that goes with it. Because in our Warcraft news channel on our Discord, there could be some new mount rewards. There's a new Twitch drop called the Fathom Pet. It'll be available March 22nd. And there was some Plunderstorm interviews from Double Jump, or that has Double Jump, no add-on supports, some other rewards. But there's some things you get there with Plunderstorm. Pirate Peppy, that's one. There's a Parrot Mount, and some other things that you could put in WoW Classic. By the way, they did have a launch trailer, which once again, you could see it in our Discord if you're a Patreon. All that stuff's in our Patreon. And I just gave you some. Now, talk about pirates. GamesRadar.com did say that Final Fantasy XIV's new Xbox currency is perplexing its community. Now, the Xbox versions do have some microtransactions that are not found on the PC versions or the PS5 versions, but the Xbox versions doesn't have their own microtransactions. So now that it's on Xbox, well, there's a blog post that does talk about the Microsoft Store. So here's what it reads. Quote, payment for service fees and optional item purchases will require Final Fantasy XIV coins, which can be purchased from the Microsoft Store. After purchasing Final Fantasy XIV coins from the Microsoft Store, log into the Xbox Series X or S version of Final Fantasy XIV to have purchased Final Fantasy XIV coins credited to your Square Enix account. Now, Perch Bird on Twitter did say about this, quote, it is so funny that we've been begging Square Enix to make account management and billing more simplified for 10 years. And instead of doing that, they made it even more complicated for no reason. There are some other posts there as well, but we'll leave it at that. And they were all not good. Now, Blue News just wants to warn you, there's a new NVIDIA driver coming. It's 551.86 for the GeForce Windows and the GeForce graphic cards. And now it'll help you with the optimal settings for Helldivers 2 and Three Kingdoms Salyun. So have fun with that one and be careful. Sometimes those fixes really screws your computer up. But if you do have a computer and you got Steam, VG247 says that you could share games with your family. So here's what Steam said there on X. Twitter, quote, hello. We're excited to announce the launch of Steam Families, now accessible in the Steam Beta Client. This feature introduces significant updates and improvements to family sharing, parental controls, and child purchase requests. They did provide a blog post, which I'm not going to get into, but you can now share your games with your family through different devices. And one of those games could be Dragon's Dogma 2. Witch.esports Esports did say that the Lord of the Rings did meet the game. So what happened? Well, once again, we're talking about creation mode. And somebody shared on Reddit that he brought Gandalf to life. And I'm looking at it right now, and I tell you what, it looks pretty good. Maybe not an exact thing, but still pretty good. So yeah, that did happen. Now we get to some good stuff. Because if you want a keyboard, PC Games Zen did say that there's one on sale. It's the Corsair K100, and it's 28% off, which means they're taking $70 off of the price of that premium board. As a matter of fact, Amazon has it at $199, and that's on sale, but better prices at Newegg, $179. All right, $180, fine, include the 99 cents. But still, that's on sale. Interesting. So if you need a keyboard, there's some on sale. We did talk about NVIDIA. So once again, PC Games Zen is talking about the GTC. And they were talking about the Blackwell AI GPU reveal with some details about the GeForce RTX 5090 graphics card. Now at GTC, Jensen Huang, that's NVIDIA CEO, did show the newest GPU card called Blackwell. And while he was focused on AI during his keynote speech, he was talking about Blackwell within its architecture and how it will use the GeForce graphics cards like the RTX 5090. Right now, there is no price point on the 5090, but there has been some leaks about it, but NVIDIA is touting its power. So this could be quite powerful. So we shall see what happens there. Rock Paper Shotgun says that Sandland has a demo now. So Sandland is an RPG from the One Piece Odyssey developers, which is the creator of Dragon Ball, and now it is out for a demo. And if you want the full game, it'll be out next month, April 25th. So you can go try that out if you so like. Could be a game coming back too. Eurogamer.net did say that Marathon, the fan revival, could be coming to Steam. Okay, so this is a 1994 FPS, and that was known as, well, the game is known as Classic Marathon. It'll be coming to Steam soon. Now, Bungie was talking to PC Gamer about this, because PC Gamer wanted to know if this was going to be coming up or not, and they said, quote, "Yep, this is real, and will be free. We're very supportive of the Marathon community and Elseone's dedication to bring the original Marathon to PC, Linux, Mac, for everyone to experience across platform play available in multiplayer. This is a tribute to the original game." And they showed a couple pictures of what's going on. So we'll see what's going on. Now, Nintendo Life said that the Isles of Sea and Sky does have some interest in Switch. But the Isles of Sea and Sky, according to Nintendo Life, did say that it's not confirmed for Switch yet. But Cydia Games does have the console release in mind. And they said, quote, "We are interested in launching in other platforms, including Nintendo Switch," and that was in the press kit, end quote. Now, what could be coming to PlayStation and Xbox? Let's start with PlayStation. Hey, my choice. Well, you could say I saved the best for last. PlayStation Plus Extra and Premium titles are available for download. We said what was leaving yesterday. Well, here's what's coming. NBA 2K24, Marvel's Midnight Suns, very good game. Resident Evil 3, I think people would say that's a very good game. Lego DC Supervillains, Mystic Pillars, remastered. Blood Bowl 3, Super Neptunia RPG, and Dragon Ball Z Kakarot. I know someone would say that's a good game. What's coming to Premium? Jak and Daxter, The Lost Frontier, Cool Borders, God's Eater Burst, Phoenix Wright, Ace Attorney Trilogy, and JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, All-Star Battle R. But Xbox says, oh yeah? Well, here's what's coming to our servers. So, well, first off, I'll give you what's leaving. March 31st, Hot Wheels Unleashed and Infinite Guitars. Those are the only two games that are leaving Xbox. So what's coming, or what's available now? Available today, Lightyear Frontier and MLB The Show. On March 20th, The Quarry. March 21st, Evil West. March 26th, Terra Invincia. On March 28th, Diablo 4. Hot Wheels Unleashed 2, Open Roads. On April 1st, Ark Survival Ascended. April 2nd, F123, and Super Hot Mind Control Delete. That is all for today. Tomorrow we'll have more news, and I bet we'll have more from the GDC. We'll see what happens, because this has been a Dawn Forge production, 2024. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people. See you tomorrow.